Hey, Patriots. Welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report, the only podcast brave enough to sniff out the swamp's stinkiest secrets. I'm your host, Caleb.
And I'm Grace.
And we are back for another deep dive into the swamp. This is Season 2.
Episode 12.
And folks, we have got a doozy for you today. We're talking about the DOGE Report, that little watchdog that President Trump unleashed.
To expose exactly where your hard-earned tax dollars are disappearing to.
You are not going to believe some of this stuff. So,
before we get to the juicy details, let's remind everybody about the big picture here. This isn't just about a few thousand wasted here and there.
Oh, no.
We are talking about a national debt that's ballooned to a mind-boggling $36
trillion. $36
trillion. That's more than the entire U.S. economy.
It's unbelievable.
And get this, it's growing by $2 trillion every single year.
It's like someone lit a match to our piggy bank and then decided to roast marshmallows over the flames.
And Congress is about to pass a spending bill that completely ignores all the waste DOGE has uncovered. It's like they're giving the Biden administration a platinum credit card with no limit.
And speaking of lavish lifestyles, let's talk about some of the specific examples of waste that DOGE has dug up.
Okay, brace yourselves for this one. DOGE found that we, the American taxpayers, forked over a cool $25,000 for an LGBT trans opera in Colombia. Was it at least a good opera?
Yeah, was it at least a good opera? Well, you know, I don't know about you, Grace.
Your guess is as good as mine.
But I'd rather spend my money on, you know, a good old-fashioned American musical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kind with catchy tunes and no taxpayer-funded gender bending.
And the hits just keep on coming. DOGE also uncovered that we spent $2 million on sex changes in Guatemala.
Hold on.
Yes, you heard that right.
I need a minute to process this.
Mm.
We're sending millions of dollars to Guatemala for gender reassignment surgery.
While American families are struggling to put food on the table.
Seriously, folks, you can't make this stuff up. It's like we're living in some kind of bizarro world.
And it doesn't stop there. We've got $1.5 million going to DEI initiatives in Serbia.
DEI!
Apparently, promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia is more important than, say, fixing our crumbling infrastructure here at home.
Because Serbia is definitely on the top of my list of countries that need our help.
I'm all for helping those in need.
But let's focus on our own backyard first, shall we? But hey, if you think Serbia's got it bad, just wait till you hear about the $6 million we're throwing at tourism in Egypt.
$6 million. I bet the pyramids are looking pretty spiffy these days, courtesy of the American taxpayer.
Sounds like someone needs a nice vacation. And guess who's footing the bill?
And here's another gem.
Oh, good.
$32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru.
A transgender comic book in Peru.
I'm not kidding, folks. It's like they're trying to export woke culture to every corner of the globe.
It makes you wonder. It really makes you wonder what they're putting in the water over the State Department, doesn't it?
But Caleb, it's important to understand that a lot of this questionable spending is funneled through foreign aid programs.
Oh, you mean like those folks at EcoHealth?
Yes.
Who funded that, shall we say, controversial research in Wuhan?
That's the one.
The research that some folks think might, you know, started this whole pandemic mess.
And they got millions of our dollars.
And guess what?
And guess what? We're also sending millions to support agriculture in Afghanistan.
Not apple orchards or pumpkin patches, I'm assuming.
And I don't mean apple orchards or pumpkin patches. We're talking fertilizer for poppy fields grown by the Taliban.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
We're funding the very people who are producing the drugs that are destroying our communities. Does that make sense to anyone?
It's beyond comprehension.
It's like we're playing some kind of twisted game where we fund both sides of the war on drugs.
Exactly.
It's almost comical. Almost. But the truth is, it's downright infuriating.
And the most frustrating part is that Congress has had 3 months to address this waste. 3 whole months since DOGE started lifting the lid on this swamp. They're too busy lining their own pockets and playing political games to care about the American taxpayer.
But
you know, Caleb, there is a glimmer of hope.
Oh, please tell me there's light at the end of this tunnel.
Well, the Department of Labor, or USDL, as it's known in government speak, has been working with DOGE to root out this waste.
Okay.
And thankfully, we've got a real fighter leading the charge, Secretary Julie Hsu. A woman who isn't afraid to stand up to the swamp has already managed to eliminate $30 million in these so-called America Last programs.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. America First, finally. Tell me more about these America Last programs.
These are programs that seem to prioritize the interests of other countries over our own. For example, one program that got the axe was a $3 million initiative for transparency and accountability in Uzbekistan's cotton industry.
Uzbekistan's cotton industry?
Yeah.
Seriously, I bet most Americans don't even know where Uzbekistan is on a map.
Exactly. And yet, we were sending them millions. It just shows you how out of touch these bureaucrats in Washington are. They're more concerned with virtue signaling than actually helping the American people.
Well, thank goodness for people like Secretary Su and Senator Rubio who are actually doing something about it. Speaking of Rubio, didn't he just cancel a ton of foreign aid contracts?
He did.
Yeah.
He recently announced he's canceling a whopping 83% of them.
83%.
And there's even a proposed amendment to the spending bill called Doge Cuts 1.0 that would make these cuts permanent.
Doge Cuts 1.0. I love it. Sounds like something Elon Musk would tweet about. Tell us more about it, Grace.
Well, this amendment would essentially codify many of the cuts that Senator Rubio has already made. It would slash USAID's budget by a whopping 83%, which, let me tell you, would be a huge win for taxpayers.
I bet the swamp creatures are having a meltdown over this one. Can't you just picture them frantically dialing their lobbyists and begging for more taxpayer dollars?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, there are some people who are genuinely concerned about the impact of these cuts.
Right.
They're worried about the implications for foreign relations and humanitarian aid.
Yeah, I understand those concerns. I really do.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The supporters of this amendment aren't saying we should completely abandon foreign aid.
No.
What they're saying is we need to be smarter about it.
Right.
We need to cut the waste, the fraud, and the programs that are clearly not in America's best interest. That's what Doge Cuts 1.0 is all about.
It's about targeting the most egregious waste and ensuring that our foreign aid dollars are actually being used effectively, you know, actually helping people instead of lining the pockets of corrupt officials.
Exactly. And you know what else Doge uncovered? This one's a real doozy. Apparently, the U.S. Agency for Global Media, the folks who run Voice of America and other international broadcasting programs, they decided to lease a brand new fancy schmancy skyscraper in Washington, D.C., you know, right in the heart of the swamp.
Yes, I read about that. It's quite the luxurious setup. They spared no expense.
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah.
We're talking fancy conference rooms with those floor-to-ceiling windows that look like they belong in a Bond villain's lair, massive waterfalls, Italian marble everywhere, and leather furniture so plush you could sink into it for a week. The whole nine yards.
And get this, the lease for this palace of propaganda is for 15 years.
15 years. They're locking us into this boondoggle for a decade and a half. And get this, it's costing taxpayers nearly $250 million. Seriously, folks, they couldn't have just spruced up their old building. I'm sure a fresh coat of paint and some new carpet wouldn't have cost $250 million.
It does make you wonder about their priorities, doesn't it?
It does.
But what's even more suspicious is that the previous administration signed this lease right before leaving office.
Talk about a parting gift. Oh, come on, Grace. You're too kind. This has swamp creature written all over it. It's like they were trying to sabotage the incoming administration.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't intentional.
Oh, please. You know, those bureaucrats were probably popping champagne and laughing all the way to the bank.
Well.
But you know what? Doge is on the case, and they're not letting this one slide.
That's right. They're shining a light on all of this waste and mismanagement, and it's up to Congress to actually do something about it. But we all know how that usually goes, don't we?
It's like trying to herd cats. But that doesn't mean we should give up. We need to keep the pressure on, folks.
Exactly.
Keep calling your representatives, keep spreading the word, and keep supporting those who are fighting for fiscal responsibility.
That's right. We need to let our voices be heard. We need to demand that Congress pass meaningful spending cuts, like the Doge Cuts 1.0 amendment.
Like the Doge Cuts 1.0 amendment. We need to drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp.
And folks, I'm going to make it easy for you to do just that. We'll be posting links on our website to the DOGE Live Tracker, as well as contact information for your representatives in Congress. You can also find a link to support our show.
Every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps us keep the lights on and fight the good fight against wasteful spending.
Because, folks, the swamp is deep, and we've only just begun to explore it.
We were talking about how our tax dollars are being splashed around the globe like confetti at a party we weren't invited to.
And trust me, folks, this party's getting out of control.
Out of control.
But before we delve back into the international spending spree, let's zoom in on something a little closer to home. Remember those questionable research grants we touched on earlier? Well, Doge has been digging deeper, and let's just say some of these studies are more bizarre than a Biden speech.
Oh, yeah. Remind me.
One that really caught my eye was this grant for $681,000 to the University of Pennsylvania.
The University of Pennsylvania.
They're studying social media anti-vaping messages among, and I quote, sexual and gender minority teens.
Okay, seriously, are we really that worried about what LGBTQ teens are posting about vaping?
I know.
I mean, shouldn't we be more concerned with, you know, actual problems, like the fact that the national debt is skyrocketing faster than a SpaceX rocket?
Right.
Or maybe, just maybe, we can fund some research into, I don't know, curing cancer. Just a thought.
You do raise a valid point, Caleb. It does seem like our priorities are a bit misplaced.
A bit.
But let's move on to another fascinating example of government waste that Doge unearthed. Remember that U.S. Agency for Global Media we talked about? The folks who leased that fancy skyscraper in Washington, D.C. for $250 million?
Oh, yeah. That palace of propaganda. Yeah. What's the latest scoop on that, Grace?
Well, it turns out this agency has a bit of a history of questionable spending. For example, just days before the Trump administration took office, the previous administration made some last-minute changes to grant contracts.
Last-minute changes? Sounds suspicious to me.
Sounds suspicious.
What were they trying to hide?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some embarrassing photos of them partying with Hunter.
Well, according to a senior advisor at the agency, these changes were made to make it more difficult to track where the money was going. They basically wanted to obfuscate the paper trail.
Obfuscate?
Make it harder for anyone to see what they were really up to.
Obfuscate the paper trail. Sounds like something straight out of a spy novel. But why would they do that? Were they worried about accountability? Or maybe they just didn't want the American people to know how they were spending their hard-earned money.
It certainly raises some eyebrows, doesn't it? It's like they were trying to shield their activities from scrutiny by the incoming administration, almost as if they knew they were doing something wrong.
In other words, they didn't want President Trump and his team to see how they were wasting taxpayer money. Typical swamp creature behavior.
But hey,
that's why President Trump created Doge in the first place. To shine a light on these shady dealings and expose the swamp for what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, Doge is on the case, and they're not going to let these bureaucrats get away with it.
That's right. Doge is shining a light on all of this waste and demanding accountability. And that's why it's so important for Congress to act and pass the Doge Cuts 1.0 amendment. We need to make these cuts permanent and send a clear message that we're not going to tolerate this kind of reckless spending anymore.
Couldn't agree more, Grace. We need to drain the swamp.
And speaking of draining the swamp, I want to talk about another area where Doge has been making some serious headway. Foreign aid.
Ah, yes, foreign aid. The land of endless possibilities for waste and absurdity.
You got that right. We already talked about the trans opera in Colombia and the sex changes in Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, folks, there's so much more. For example, remember that $3 million we were sending to Uzbekistan for, and I'm not making this up, transparency and accountability in their cotton industry. It's like we're funding a self-help seminar for dictators.
Transparency and accountability in Uzbekistan's cotton industry. Seriously, what's next? Funding a gender studies program in North Korea.
Well, the good news is that this particular program has been axed, thanks to the tireless work of Secretary Soros.
Good riddance. It's about time we stop sending our hard-earned money to countries that don't share our values. We need to take care of America first.
Absolutely. The America First policy is all about putting the needs of American citizens first. It's about ensuring that our tax dollars are being used to benefit Americans, not lining the pockets of corrupt foreign officials.
You know, Grace, you and I have been talking about this for a while now, and I think it's time we address the elephant in the room. Why isn't the mainstream media covering any of this?
That's a great question, Caleb. And frankly, it's a disgrace. The mainstream media is so obsessed with attacking President Trump and pushing their woke agenda that they completely ignore real issues that affect everyday Americans.
Real issues.
They don't want you to know about Doge and the incredible work they're doing to expose government waste. Because if you did, you might start asking some uncomfortable questions.
How long did it be a question?
Questions like, why are we sending millions of dollars to foreign countries while our own infrastructure is crumbling? Or why are we funding research into the vaping habits of LGBTQ teens while veterans are struggling to get the health care they deserve?
They'd rather distract you with sensationalized stories about Trump's tweets or some made-up controversy about a Republican senator.
Yeah.
They want to keep you divided and uninformed so they can continue to control the narrative.
But we're not going to let them silence us.
We are not.
We're going to keep shouting from the rooftops about Doge and the need for fiscal responsibility.
That's right.
We're going to keep fighting for the American taxpayer no matter what the fake news media says.
No matter what?
That's right. We need to spread the word and let people know that there's hope.
There is hope.
That there are people in this government who are actually fighting for the taxpayer.
Fighting for the taxpayer.
People like President Trump, Senator Rubio, and Secretary Sue.
And folks, that's why we need your support.
Yes.
If you believe in what we're doing here at the Daily DOGE Report, please consider becoming a subscriber.
Please.
Your support helps us to keep the lights on and continue to expose the swamp creatures who are wasting your money.
Every dollar counts.
Every dollar counts, and your support allows us to reach a wider audience and make a real difference. You can also find us on social media. Follow us, share our posts, and help us spread the truth.
Because, folks, the swamp is deep and murky, and we're just getting started. We've been wading through a sea of government waste, and let me tell you, it's enough to make even the most optimistic patriot reach for the antacids.
It's like watching a clown car parade of wasteful spending, and the clowns are all holding our wallets. But hey, that's why we're here, folks. To expose the absurdity and fight for your hard-earned tax dollars.
Speaking of hard-earned tax dollars,
it's like they're playing a game of Jenga with the U.S. economy. And they're pulling out blocks faster than you can say inflation. Hey, we know there's a fire raging, but let's just keep pouring gasoline on it. It's madness.
And remember those questionable research grants we talked about? Well, there's even more where those came from.
Oh, yeah. Those gems from the National Institutes of Health. Or, as I like to call them, the National Institute of Head Scratchers.
Well, one that really caught my eye was this grant for $100,000 to study the social networks of, and I quote, sexual and gender minorities.
So we're funding research into who's dating who in the LGBTQ community? I mean, I'm all for people finding love, but is this really a top priority for taxpayer funding? Seriously, folks, you can't make this stuff up.
And if you think that's bizarre, get a load of this one. They're also shelling out $37,000 to study fear of deportation in Latinx young adults.
Fear of deportation. Well, maybe if people came to this country legally, they wouldn't have to worry about being deported. I mean, it's not rocket science, folks. It's called the rule of law.
And let's not forget about the $681,000 going to study social media anti-vaping messages targeted at sexual and gender minority teens.
Seriously. They're worried that gay teens are going to start blowing rainbow-colored vape clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break. Shouldn't we be more focused on things that actually matter? Like, you know, educating our kids or securing our borders?
It seems like common sense has gone up in smoke, along with those vape clouds.
And let's not forget the grand prize winner. $225,000 to study the effects of hormones on headaches in transmasculine adolescents.
I don't know about you, Caleb, but all this talk about government waste is giving me a headache.
I hear you, Grace. It's enough to make anyone want to reach for the aspirin. But there's a glimmer of hope amidst all this madness. Remember DOGE Cuts 1.0?
Yes, the amendment that would slash USAID's budget by a whopping 83% and put an end to some of this outrageous foreign aid spending.
It's like a financial enema for the bloated bureaucracy. Time to flesh out the waste and get back to responsible spending.
DOGE Cuts 1.0 would make these cuts permanent, prevent those sneaky swamp creatures from simply shifting the money to other wasteful programs.
It's about time someone put a leash on these bureaucrats. And you know what else DOGE uncovered? This was almost too ridiculous to believe. They found an $8.5 million consulting contract for, get this, fiscal stewardship.
Wait, so they paid a consultant millions of dollars to teach them how to be responsible with money.
You got it. It's like hiring a fitness coach to help you lose weight and then paying him extra to bring you donuts every day. It makes absolutely no sense.
It's like they're living in a parallel universe where logic and reason have ceased to exist.
Well, in the world of government spending, that often seems to be the case. But thankfully, we have DOGE shining a light on these absurdities and demanding accountability.
That's right. And we need your help to keep that light shining bright. We need you to spread the word about DOGE and the DOGE Cuts 1.0 amendment.
Contact your representatives in Congress. Tell them you're fed up with the waste and demand that they support DOGE Cuts 1.0.
It's time to take back our country and our tax dollars.
And folks, that's what the Daily DOGE Report is all about. We're here to fight for you, the American taxpayer. We're here to expose the swamp and hold those in power accountable. We're here to make America great again, one DOGE dollar at a time.
Thanks for joining us on this wild ride through the swamp, folks. Remember, stay informed, stay engaged, and never stop fighting for what's right.
And if you believe in what we're doing, please consider supporting our show. Every dollar helps us keep the lights on and the truth flowing. You can find a link to donate on our website. Until next time, stay vigilant, Patriots. This is Caleb, signing off.